Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Today's topic: building resilience through positive self-talk. Ever feel like you're constantly battling a negative inner voice? You know, the one that whispers doubts, amplifies failures, and makes every little obstacle seem insurmountable. Yeah, I've been there. We all have. But guess what? We can fight back. And we don't need some fancy self-help guru or magical mantra to do it. Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools, practical techniques you can implement right now to silence that negativity and cultivate a more resilient mindset. So, how does this work? It all starts with understanding the power of our thoughts. You see, our minds are like gardens. We can either let weeds of negativity run rampant or cultivate beautiful flowers of positivity. And just like any garden, it takes consistent effort to keep things thriving. Positive self-talk is like watering those positive flowers, nurturing them with encouraging words and affirmations. Here's the thing. Our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's a survival mechanism honed over millennia. But in today's world, that negativity bias can really hold us back. It can paralyze us with fear, sabotage our confidence, and keep us stuck in a cycle of self-doubt. So, how do we break free? Stoicism teaches us to recognize these negative thought patterns, challenge their validity, and replace them with more constructive ones. It's like hitting the delete button on those toxic thoughts and crafting new, empowering narratives. Imagine this. Instead of thinking, "I can't possibly handle this," you reframe it as, "This is challenging, but I'm capable of finding a solution." See the difference? That shift in perspective can be game-changing. Here are 5 key takeaways to build your resilience through positive self-talk. 1. Become aware. The first step is recognizing those negative thought patterns. Pay attention to your inner dialogue. What's going on in that mental chatterbox? Are you constantly criticizing yourself, assuming the worst, or dwelling on past mistakes? 2. Challenge the validity. Don't just accept those negative thoughts as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this claim? Often, our fears are based on assumptions rather than facts. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Now comes the fun part: creating new, more positive and empowering narratives. Instead of focusing on what you can't control, shift your attention to what you can. Focus on your strengths, past successes, and the things you're grateful for. 4. Practice gratitude. Cultivating gratitude is like a mental superpower. When you focus on the good in your life, big and small, it naturally shifts your perspective and reduces negativity. Take time each day to appreciate the things you have, the people you love, and even the simple pleasures. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, you're human. You're going to have setbacks and challenges along the way. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Let me share a quick example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. Your mind starts racing with doubts. What if I forget my words? What if I mess up? You start feeling overwhelmed and anxious. Now, imagine reframing those thoughts. I've prepared well for this. I have valuable insights to share. Even if I stumble a bit, it doesn't define me as a professional. I can handle it. That shift in perspective can make all the difference. You feel more confident, calmer, and ready to rock that presentation. So, there you have it, practical tools to cultivate resilience through positive self-talk. Remember, it's not about becoming some Pollyanna who ignores reality. It's about choosing how to respond to challenges, focusing on what you can control, and cultivating a mindset of strength and optimism. Keep practicing those positive affirmations, challenge your negative thoughts, and remember, you're capable, resilient, and worthy of achieving amazing things. Now go out there and make it happen. I know you got this. And hey, if this resonated with you, be sure to share this episode with your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's build the community of strength and resilience together. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep those positive vibes flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.